Hi, I'm Hiren Shah. I lead the SAP on Azure Core Platform Roadmap. Today, I'm very excited to walk you through Azure's framework to help you migrate your SAP workloads to cloud. I'll be walking you through how we can bring the great power of cloud to help you maximize business outcomes and maximize ROI with SAP on Azure. There used to be a time, long time back, when it was difficult for customers to migrate their mission-critical SAP applications to the cloud. But today, we have thousands of customers across all industries and all regions running SAP workloads successfully in the cloud. We have retailers transforming the in-store customer experience with real-time insights into supply chain with SAP on Azure. We have automotive manufacturers who are transforming their factory floors with insights into supply chain management. And we have CPG companies being able to successfully track shifting consumer behavior and inform their products. We are proud to be running some of the world's biggest SAP landscapes on Azure. One of our customers, Walgreens, was able to move over 100 terabytes of data in about 20 hours successfully in Azure. Now, why do customers choose Azure? We have a proven cloud platform purpose-built for SAP. We have virtual machines and bare metal large instances certified to run SAP. We are one of the only clouds to have Azure NetApp files support a HANA scale-out deployment with a standby node. Your mission-critical applications need unmatched security and compliance. We have turnkey solutions for security and compliance to meet all your security needs. Just one example would be, we have Azure Active Directory, making it seamless for your users to use on-prem and cloud SAP applications, Office 365 applications, and other enterprise applications very seamlessly. Now, once you have migrated your landscapes to Azure and you're running them well, you want to maximize your business investments. You want to derive new insights and create new customer experiences to drive innovation. And we have great Azure PaaS platforms like Azure Data, Azure Power Platform, and we have integration of SAP applications with Teams to help you innovate. Last but not the least, we have a partnership that goes back 25 years with SAP. Microsoft is the only hyperscaler to have been running our own internal business processes like finance on SAP for more than 20 years. And SAP in turn runs 28 of their internal business systems on Azure successfully. Now, earlier this year, we announced an enhancement and a refresh of our great partnership with SAP. As part of that partnership, we are going to work with SAP to make it even easier for you to migrate your on-prem workloads to cloud. And specifically, we are going to bring you automation to help you quickly spin up S/4HANA applications on Azure and help you migrate those more efficiently by integrating very deeply with SAP's migration tools. Now, over the last year, we've all understood the key role remote work and collaboration plays over the course of the pandemic. We are extremely proud to be working with SAP in integrating Teams with key SAP applications like S/4HANA and SuccessFactors. Now, this is the migration framework we have to help you chart the course of your migration from on-prem to cloud. We find that our customers start by mapping out their SAP estate. They find out the key SAP landscapes they would like to migrate, what software versions and infrastructure they are running on, what is the volume and the number of users. Once you map out your SAP estate, you want to define the key goals for your migration. You want to figure out which landscapes you want to transform to S/4HANA, And you may even choose to first lift and shift to the cloud and then chart the course for your transformation. Once you have this information, you're now ready to create the target reference architectures on Azure. You want to plan for high availability and business continuity. You want to figure out the right sizes of the virtual instances you will use in Azure. And the great benefit of the cloud is you can always start at your current levels that your business needs and scale up as your business needs grow. And once you have done the planning, you want to start migrating your workloads. You want to deploy the target environment. You want to set up the SAP applications, and you want to migrate your data with minimal downtime. Once your landscape is migrated, you want to leverage the cloud offerings we have to run your landscapes efficiently and optimally. You want to have best-in-class security, monitoring, and backup solutions to leverage the modern DevOps practices. And as I mentioned, once you are running your workloads efficiently, you want to push towards innovation. You want to derive insights from your data. You want to create new customer experiences. You want to integrate with collaboration tools like Teams. And we have you covered for all of these needs. Now, this framework closely aligns with our broader Azure Cloud Adoption Framework. Discover and prepare our maps. They map to planning and readiness. You migrate your workloads and run maps to managing your workloads efficiently in the cloud. Now, today I'll talk to you about some of the first party offerings we have to help you in your migration journey. I'll also talk about some of the great third party offerings we have to help you through specific phases of your migration via automation. Now, we have lots of great partners all around the globe that you can choose from. We work with lots of SI partners and lots of ISV partners. We work very closely with our ISV partners to make sure the solutions are as turnkey as possible for you. Now, I talked about discovery and assessment. A lot of work can go in that phase, and it can be very manual. We have lots of great partners who have great solutions to automate a lot of that work to accelerate your migration planning and reduce errors. Once you've planned your migration with discovery and assessment, you want to start migrating in a phased manner. And one of the first things you do with your phased migration is you'll create the target infrastructure in Azure. And once you've created the target infrastructure and installed the SAP applications, you want to migrate your data. And this is where we have Azure deployment automation for SAP solutions to help you with your needs. The deployment automation framework we have helps you create Microsoft-supported reference architectures and provides you industry-leading infrastructure as code and configuration as code tools, specifically with Terraform and Ansible. This helps you create fast and consistent deployment. We are focused on helping you spin up the infrastructure with SAP HANA or AnyDB, set up high availability configuration. And one of the cool things we are working on is to help you automate the install of SAP software in a repeatable fashion. And that's coming very soon. One of the things we've done with this solution is we have made it modular and we have made it open source. This helps you leverage most of the modules in a standard reference architecture fashion, but you also have the ability to customize to your needs. Now, as I mentioned, once you have your landscapes migrated, you want to leverage the Azure DevOps best practices and offerings to run your workloads more efficiently in the cloud. You need security solutions, you need solutions to monitor your landscapes, and you need solutions to create backups. We have first-party offerings for these. We also have great third-party offerings. One example would be we support Commvault, which is one of the popular backup application that's out there. Now, we talked about Azure Active Directory, but you have much broader security needs. You want to make sure your data is protected with storage protection. You want to make sure your network is protected with firewall solutions and protection against DDoS attacks. You want to be able to detect all the threats impacting your SAP estate. And you want to be able to mine the logs and look for patterns for security breaches. Azure has you covered for all your needs with first-party offerings for all of these areas. And we also have great partner solutions. One example of partner solution in this space would be we have great partners to help you with your firewall needs. Now, mission-critical applications need to be monitored for high availability. Azure has great building blocks with Azure monitoring. One of the cool things we've done is we've taken the building blocks of Azure monitoring and made them SAP aware and packaged it in a turnkey fashion for you with Azure Monitor for SAP solutions. And what AMS does is it helps you consolidate telemetry across your infrastructure layer, your database layer, and your application layer, so you can troubleshoot very easily. And you can set it up within minutes from Azure portal. In fact, we have a demo that we can share with you to show you how to set up your landscape, turn on monitoring, and turn on backup very easily. As I already mentioned, we use the Azure building blocks for monitoring like log analytics and workbooks and dashboards for AMS. And that helps us create consolidated dashboards. So you can take your SAP telemetry and telemetry from some of your non-SAP applications and have a consolidated view of all your telemetry. Azure Backup for HANA is a SAP backend certified backup solution. It's powered by a combination of HANA's native backup support and Azure's enterprise class management capabilities. The great thing about Azure Backup's offering for HANA is that it's a zero infrastructure solution. So you don't have to deploy or manage any agent or infrastructure. Azure Backup for HANA does it all for you. We support different backup types. You can take full backups, incremental backups, differential backups. We give you great reports to give you the peace of mind that your backup is happening at the cadence that you expect. And as I mentioned, once you have your landscapes running efficiently in the cloud, you can drive higher business value. You can derive insights with Azure Data Platform, combine it with non-SAP data. You can leverage SAP PaaS platform, Microsoft PaaS platform, and create new experiences with Power Platform. You can enhance collaboration with integration with Office 365 and Teams. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I would love to now show you a video of how easy it is to set up an SAP landscape in Azure with Azure Deployment Automation Framework, and then turn on monitoring and turn on backup, all from within portal in very simple steps. And with that, I would like to thank you for your time. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to walk you through Azure's framework to help you migrate your SAP workloads to cloud. Thank you.